For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Thank you then to David for sending this story. There is an RV lot where RVs are stored. So basically, in California, in this particular spot, you use your RV, and then when you're not using it, you take it to this storage place. So there's 100 RVs there, and the homeless people, like locusts, descended on this lot and broke into the RVs and are living in them. I think there's a couple nuances to it. I'm going to get into the story. This pisses me off. California has really, really become a disaster area with that type of giving that much leeway to homeless people to just take over either a vacant house or a dwelling like a camper or an RV or something like that. And what was a fantastic place to live is absolute shit. A couple of years ago when Pooh Bear and I visited Jeffrey, the guy I gave the kidney to, who's doing great, by the way. He's absolutely robust and healthy and happy, as am I. He lives in Venice. And I will never forget the main drag there that leads to Venice Beach. It's a road divided by a concrete median with trees, probably like 7 feet wide. For 1 mile from the beach inland, that median is all tents and tarps and drug addicts and needles and people shitting in the street. I'm not kidding you. It's so bad. Oh my God. So bad. Scott is here. Scott gave a kidney as well. Right about the time that there was a story in the news locally, he was interested in this whole dynamic of donated a kidney. We became pals. Here he is right here. He did go through with it. He gave this lovely lady, Amy, is that her name? A kidney, and she's thriving. And Scott's doing great, too. Love you. You did it. All right, anyway, this is in California. And if I was in charge there, I would do everything in my power to turn the tide and put it all back to where homeless people don't have as many rights. They do not deserve anything because they destroy everything. Get these animals. I don't give a fuck where you go, but you can't stay here. Get the fuck out.
To begin today at a luxury RV storage lot that really has been taken over by squatters.
This is in the city of Industry. Mario Ramirez is live there with the very latest on this. Mario, good morning.
Good morning, and we've been watching here this morning as LA County Sheriff's deputies are monitoring the site. They will be involved in removing, forcing these occupants out. Just take a look at the scene here behind me. The property owner says it was months ago this RV storage lot was taken over by dozens of squatters breaking in and moving into luxury RVs as if they were the owners. You can see piles of trash out here.
Fuck, and everything's trash.
Well, he says it's led to
it. If you're gonna break in, can you at least have some type of respect for the surroundings, which you won't. You don't give a shit.
Uptick in crime for the area.
I like this guy raking. This guy's like trying to clean up the joint. Look at all this shit.
at one of the RVs yesterday. Take a look. LA fire crews responded to the lot, putting out that blaze, which neighbors say is a regular occurrence out here, along with vandalism and theft. The storage lot sitting here at the corner of Azusa and Gale Avenues, and it's leased out to the RV company Black Series, as well as the Nissan dealership across the street. Now, about 50...
Okay, leased out to the name of the company that makes these is called Black Series. So I don't think that this is... that people own these. Well, I take it back. There's a bike there. Maybe. Let's watch a little more.
The RVs that are supposed to be vacant have been broken into and turned into a place to stay for the homeless. The property manager telling Fox 11, the man who bought 130 brand new campers, left them here in the lot and hasn't paid rent in about 2 years. One of the occupants.
All right. So that's the nuance. Some dude bought all of these nice campers, stored them there, and then hasn't paid rent. And then I think with that being a backdrop, then the homeless eventually got word that that had happened. Hey, nobody's going to bust us. This guy hasn't claimed his property. One of those deals.
Meanwhile, living in one of those RVs claims he has a deal with the owner of the lot.
Did you break into one to live there?
No. And see, that's the thing. The owner came back and told people they can stay here if they gave him $300.
Okay. Now this makes sense. So guy who bought all the RVs, puts them there, was paying rent to lot owner, stops paying rent. Lot owner says, all right, well, these are mine now. Yeah, go in and live in them. Give me $300 cash.
$300 a month, you can get a trailer.
$300 a month.
What they're about to do is put everybody back out on the street, and they don't care. This city gets so much money to bring in, to house these people. They don't spend the money on that.
Okay. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck as to who hasn't paid anybody rent. You can't just go in there and destroy shit. Period. You can't not take care of your dog. You can't just march in and fuck shit up. Fuck off.
Now, the property owner won a court order to remove the occupants, and the city of industry here says that...
The guy who owns that lot, if the dude hadn't paid rent, those are all his. You should haul those out and sell those, you stupid asshole. That guy should be charged too.
While it does not own the private lot, they will be coordinating the cleanup effort, which the owner says is expected to start as early as today. Now, coming back out here live,
they took the wheels off this thing, probably sold it.
A look at that RV that caught fire yesterday. The property owner says the cleanup of all this trash estimated to cost at least $80,000. And a big question is what happens next with all these people who have been using these RVs in this lot as a home in the meantime. Well, outreach teams have been out here trying to get them connected to services and housing. That's the latest here in the city of industry. I'm Mario Ramirez. We'll send it back to you.
It's wild that it's been going on for so long. All right.
Why do homeless people have to be so fucked up? That's all I want to know. Ah, fuck. I mean, I don't have an answer, but it seems like more often than not, when the hand is extended, it seems like no one wants to actually help themselves. There has to be a give and take. It can't be all take. You know? This is a tough scenario to address. If you want to support folks that are down on their luck like that, what's that? There's a give a guy a fish and he gets to eat for the day. And if you teach a man to fish, he gets to eat for a lifetime. Is that a thing? Did someone say that? I probably fucked it up. They need to teach him how to fucking fish, and maybe not fish, but you know what I mean. And then they're going to have to meet you halfway and want to do that. And if not, if they say, all right, so-and-so homeless guy, we're going to do this for you. We're going to give you A, B, and C. Housing, education, and drug treatment. But you have to give us the effort. And if you fail in any one of these three things, you're blowing into a machine to see if you're drunk or whatever, you sign away a waiver and you have to be deported. Well, I was born here. I don't give a fuck. This is something Trump should think about. We'll give you one shot, Mom Spaghetti, to turn your life around. Easy, first day in office, executive order. You either make something of your life, drug treatment, skill, and a home. We'll give you all those things. If you fail, you're out. We're going to put you on one of those planes with the Venezuelan gangs. We're going to take your fucking ass to El Salvador. Fuck you. Nick says, give a man a radio job, feed him for a day, teach a man to podcast, feed him for life. Thank you. I think that's a goddamn great plan, by the way. All those people off the street. I mean, if we've got all this extra money, let's say you're Trump, you got all this extra money, FEMA's gone, the Department of Education is gone, all the meteorologists are gone, you're saving $1 billion a day, make it $5 billion a day. Cut more. Did you see the thing where at Arches National Park, one of the most beautiful parks in all of the United States, some of the most incredible sights you will ever see in the United States are at Arches National Park in Utah. Bleeding Heart Brian sent me this story. They don't have any employees there. There are no rangers. You can't even visit the park and talk and, you know, do that. All those people have been fired. All that money they're saving, establish a national park of just homeless people where you have buildings for mass housing. You have drug counselors. You have drug programs. You have medical facilities. You have skills training. You have blue-collar jobs, white-collar job training. And it's all paid for. That is, and then let's say there's a 10 million homeless people in the U.S. and 7 million of them go on to be productive, corrected, healthy taxpayers with jobs and careers. And the other 3 million losers, we get them out because they fucked it all up. One shot, Mom Spaghetti. I don't give a fuck if it's 1 million success, 9 million failures. Get them out. Matt says, we should have a bounty on homeless, just like Florida does with pythons. Yeah, I don't think that can... That'll work. I don't think that's productive at all to just shoot people. Donko says camps where they can concentrate. Yeah, I don't think we can call it that. That's a bad thing. You never want to put the word concentrate with camps. Matt says putting them on reservations is how we end up with homeless casinos. I don't think you guys are taking my ideas seriously here. I think you're kind of making fun of this. This is a serious deal. This is the way you turn states like California around. You know, this all happened because their very lax laws with this type of scenario. Not only that, but they're ridiculously lax laws with people who steal and shoplift. You ever seen those videos of people who just like a swarm of people go into a Target and they just clean it out and then they all leave and no one does anything? It's awful. Hang on. I need a drink. All right. By the way, that whole take I had earlier about veterans, it's one thing to do it here because everybody knows I'm fucking around. I'm probably going to have to do that again in my triple down on who are these broadcasters, which is probably going to, oh God, that's going to cause me so much backlash. I'm going to get so much backlash and I'm here for it, frankly. Makes me happy. For the audience on Facebook and YouTube, it's time for you to leave. You must go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. if you want the rest of the show. There's more show. You can get it. Go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live, all one word. If you own a business or someone you know or love owns a business, have them reach out to me, especially in West Michigan. This is called local direct advertising. I can help you spread the word about your business. Small business, large business, you name it. I've got a spot for you on this podcast. I will make your dreams come true. Reach out on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Chris says this is an ad for an ad. Exactly. You'd be surprised at how effective this is when I remember to do it. All right. So there's that. Thank you, folks, on Facebook and YouTube. I am going to kick you out now. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV brings you my Facebook and Twitch feeds. Thank you to them. How about this? The Grand Rapids Gold have a basketball game tonight and Saturday, and I want to see you there. There are two games left on the season. Go, and you will not be let down. You will have so much fun, I promise you. NBAGrandRapids.com is their website. Tickets are as low as $12 a pop, and you can get them at NBAGrandRapids.com. Tonight, there's $2 beers, $2 dogs. So definitely cost-effective and a good time. Let's pack Van Andel Arena for these last two games. NBAGrandRapids.com. Outstanding action. The Gold are not making the playoffs this year. They lost their last game, unfortunately, but they're still very, very fun to watch. I love those guys. My Policy Shop Insurance, Frank Fuss. If you need information about obtaining insurance on healthcare.gov or the marketplace or Obamacare, those are all the same thing, by the way. You can do it on your own. That's something you can do. But why? It takes a lot of time and it's easy to mess up. Have Frank Fuss walk you through it with just a phone call. Okay. People who take advantage of this type of insurance are people that are in between jobs. Perhaps they're self-employed or perhaps the boss does not offer insurance. You still got to get insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Go there. Fill out the form. Frank will get a hold of you and he'll take care of the rest. And it doesn't matter where you are in the U.S. You can take advantage of Frank's services at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later from anywhere in the U.S. As we get closer to the tax deadline, I want you to think about tag accounting. We're getting down to it. Like, you got to get in touch with them ASAP and say, I know we've only got till April 15th, Troy, but I want you to do my taxes. Call from anywhere in the U.S., 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516. He won't let you down. Tag accounting. TagCPA.net. All right. Don't go anywhere. Your old pal, EZ, needs to go tinkle. Before I get to that, though, Big Shem is here. Looks to be a new name. What about support for local hockey referee appreciation? I'm guessing Big Shem might have had something to do with the referee appreciation game at Van Andel Arena. And how fun was that? I featured that clip on the Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. What a great group over there. Oh, I think I may have even read a comment of yours or someone that you know who said, EZ, we got to do more for this. And I honestly, I don't know that you do. It's so organic. and fantastic the way it is. Since last year, when you did the referee appreciation game, and while I'm talking about it, I have to go back and just play the clip again because it was that outstanding. During last year's ref appreciation game, we did a similar type of thing. I did a similar video. In fact, it was exactly the same. And since that video, I have been looking forward to the day when you did it again just a handful of days ago. That's how great it was. And several times during this hockey season, I said to the powers that be, hey, when are all those folks in the referee jerseys going to be up in that section? Yeah, it's coming up. It comes up in the spring. It comes, okay, great. And then when I sat down the other night and saw all the striped jerseys, I was like, fuck, yes. So then I'm like, well, when are they? Are they going to do the deal where they go and do the conga line and cheer on the refs and the gauntlet? Yeah, that's happening. When? So then I made sure that I was ready, and then this happened. This is how I picked it up. I just announced the end of the first period. All these folks in referee jerseys have wandered over to the tunnel by the Zamboni entrance, and I'm walking off of the ice. I'm on the rink, and I see the refs, and I start screaming at them to get them ready. I needed to lead them through your gauntlet.
A 94.
That's his number.
Are you aware of what's about to happen?
This is my first time experiencing this.
All right. Hold on a second. Hey, wait up.
Yelling at the other linesman on the other end.
You know what this is?
I can see the black and white already.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, guys.
So this is that's the ref appreciation conga line. My God, do I love that. So Big Shem is behind it. Big Shem just subscribed. I appreciate that. So a little bit more about that. I want to read what he has to say. It's been slowly growing each year. 44 on year one. 101 this year on year four. Hell yeah, man. That was awesome. Quote, are you aware of what's about to happen? My favorite part. Poor DJ about blew his eardrums out. Yeah, that was the security guard. God, that was sweet. I don't know what you need to do to grow it. I think you're already onto everything you need to do. Can you imagine if the whole rink, 11,000 people, is jerseys? Holy shit. You'd have to like draw names to who could be in the conga line. I wonder if that's ever been a thing in the history of hockey. Every single audience member wearing a ref jersey. Big Shem says, my goal is to fill an entire section. You know what you should do? You should buy an ad package on the Eric Zane Show podcast. That's what you should do. And you should cut a deal with the team that you get some of the money made. All right? We can work out a deal. Where some, and then you people pay one thing and they get the jersey with it. I don't know. Reach out to me via email. I'll bet you we can make some money on this deal and pack that fucking place of all refs. They're sitting there chanting, let's go refs. Let's go refs. The refs line up to, like, they skate over to call a penalty, and these guys are cheering. Yeah! It's so fantastic. One of the greatest promotions I've ever seen, and it all happened just organically. Hats off. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Okay. It's so awkward when cheering when the Griffins get a penalty. Kuipers says, I'm in it for next year. Piano Finger Banger says, let's go round up some homeless veterans. Okay. Yeah, we could get everybody on this podcast to buy a ticket and get a ref jersey. And then it'd be a big get-together for just audience members and whatnot. Oh, so much fun. Can I drop a link to the Facebook group? I don't know if it'll let you, but send it to me, and I will include it. I can include it. So,
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, for some reason, I've got it set where you can't include links. So send it to me via email, and I will drop it in the chat ASAP. I can even pull it out now, and not my penis, but the link, and post it. So go to send it along to Eric at ericzaneshow.com. That's what you do. All right. What else do I have? I'm trying to figure out if I should hang on to my water. Okay, veteran charged. Veterinarian charged with stealing dog. That was covered. Anything I'm missing? Oh, yeah. We were talking about kidney transplants a little while ago. There's a story in the news that we have to get to on that. We'll get to that coming up. Big Shem says, I just sent it. That's good news. I can do this while you're here, because otherwise I might forget. I don't know if you know this about me, but I tend to forget shit. That would be, this is Jason. That's who that is. Let's get to the link. There you go. That is the Facebook group for Jason. We can, I got to find out how this all started. What a fun bunch. This is cute. Played around with ChatGPT's updated image maker with interesting results, LOL. This is from the most recent game. This is the crew. And ChatGPT did this. It looks like Simpsons type of artwork. Look what it did to the gray and green image. That's not too good. Why does ChatGPT do this? It'll see whatever you show it like this, but what comes out is kind of fucked up. Like it says 106.0 Hot FM. How could it not muster the 105.3? All right. I don't know anything. I am so behind the curve on AI technology and ChatGPT. But that's a fun bunch there. Very cool. They even posted my video. That's fun. Thank you. Here they are. I'll link this up in the show notes so you can see them all up there enjoying the game. You're right. We do need to fill up a whole section. Okay. Very good. Very good. I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Your old pal EZ has to use the boys' room. You hang tight, talk amongst yourselves, have a good time, and I'll be back.
Oh, that's terrible. No fucking music. What an asshole.
All right, no big deal. I have plans on Saturday for the annual EZ sorority house visit. It sounds weird, but so every year there is like, I guess, father-daughter day at the sorority house that Madison is part of. And you go there, and what I've gathered about this is the dads drink with the girls, which, in my opinion, that's a recipe for disaster. But whatever. So we go there every year. I do this thing and we hang out and everybody's just getting bombed. And then, there's a game that they're playing and it's, I don't remember how it goes, but, it's a drinking game and there's the table is, it's outside. And it's like a couple of sawhorses with like an old door on top of the sawhorses. And that's like the table. And there's a drinking game going on. And I don't really know the rules of the game. And some guy goes, hey, you want to play, man? You want to play? I go, nah. I'm going to stay out of this one. I mean, drinking games aren't really my thing. I don't care that you're playing. I'm not one of these. I'm not a guy who bashes people who play drinking games. Okay, there are some people who are drunks like me who are super, super high and mighty and very much attacking of drunks, people who are getting drunk. That's not me, okay? I love it when people get drunk because it just lowers the bar and makes me seem that much smarter. So I want more people to get drunk. Numerous references to, is Mr. Pop going to be there? All right. First of all, these are all college age people. So there is no child molesting going on, even if I was into molesting children, which I am not. So had this been like a bunch of children there, then you could make those jokes. And for new audience members like Big Shem here, it has been a long-standing tradition now for the past several months that the audience makes cracks that I am into kids. And that's what they do because they're assholes. So that's kind of a regular thing. So they call me Mr. Pop, the neighborhood kids. I mean, they actually do. The kids in the neighborhood call me Mr. Pop. And these guys jumped on board with that. And they said, EZ is a child molester. This was because we offered to the neighborhood kids in the cul-de-sac here, if they ever wanted to use the pool, Pooh Bear and I, she was involved in this, not me. We were both involved in it. Said, you can use the pool if your mom or dad is with you. That's it. Now, based on that, and then a neighborhood kid who wanted some money to mow the lawn, and I agreed to it, and I let him mow the lawn, and I helped him because he was a little buddy and he couldn't manage pushing the lawnmower. That's all that these sick fucks used as fodder to establish that I am a child rapist. Like, this is a regular moment on this show that these fucks make these horrible comments about me. And there is nothing I can do about it. They seem to revel in it and enjoy it. And it is all I have to do is start going down a road. And it's, you know, here I am talking about the father-daughter thing at the sorority house. And oh, that's enough of a reference. Let's call Eric a child rapist again. So I have to put up with this shit all the goddamn time. You see, like Scott here, he has that horrible comment, grass on the field, play ball. See, now he's the one you should be directing your aggression towards, not me. I'm not making those comments. Rebecca says, does Duke know about your affinity for kids? Nick says, easy, hates veterans, but loves touching kids. Aram says, easy, offered up the information, and we made him aware that he is creepy. Piano Finger Banger says, the lawn isn't the only thing he mowed. Bob says, the other day you also told us a story about you teaching kids how to properly use their rods. That's just stupid. Matt says, you have to spill paint on kids because you can't jizz. Then he says, just kidding. You're not kidding. All right. I don't even know where I was going to talk about. Well, anyway. Dads, college girls playing drinking games. Last year, I go there, and I'm not going to play a drinking game. So there's a fire pit. So I started a fire. I go, Madison, let's roast some marshmallows. So I start the fire. Then I realize I'm in an environment where I can do my favorite pastime around a fire. Some of you know what this pastime is. If you've listened for any amount of time during the months, there you go. David got it. He nailed it. He hit it out of the park. Did you walk around and pick up sticks? Absolutely. Some of you, I love that you know that little factoid about me. I go up north. There's property up there that I have. I don't have a motorcycle. I don't have a side-by-side. I don't have a fishing pole. I don't have a canoe. I don't have a 4x4. I don't have anything. I pick up sticks. That's what I do. Darla is being hilarious. Hold on. Honey, just lay down. Look at the tongue. Look at the tongue. So that's what I did last year. I'm just picking up sticks, putting them on the fire. And Madison's just standing there looking at me. She goes, are you having fun? I go, yeah, this is great. Branjo says, before I quit drinking, one of my favorite things to do was pick up sticks in the yard and drink many cocktails. I'm telling you, this is awesome. There is nothing better than picking up sticks and not burning them and making your own little stick pile. And then you pick them all up and put them on the fucking fire at one time. Oh, God, it's great. I should get a camera on this and post it in podcast or video form, like a live stream. Easy picks up sticks. Tons of people will watch it. You know how it is. You do the stupidest shit online and everybody watches. I do a podcast every day where I talk for 2 hours and 34 people watch. Anyway, so she says to me, she goes, last year, then all of a sudden people stop playing video games. They start to like stand around the fire. So now these drunks are like, fuck, here we go. And then they kind of ruined it, you know? So this event is Saturday. And she goes, we've got games this year. I go, what do you mean games? Like yard games. I go, okay. Do you have a fire pit too? Yeah. I go, well, that's what I'm going to do. They can play all the games they want, but if there's a fire pit and the yard is really unkept, okay? They're typical college place. They like rent the sorority house and then no one actually takes care of it. The paint's peeling, gutters are falling off, there's shit all over the yard. It's kind of a disaster. Darla, just go to bed. Speaking of kidney transplant, some guy in, I think, Ohio got one, and it didn't work out, and he's dead now. nightmare scenario. Very rarely does a kidney transplant not work. The success rate is very, very high. So this wasn't a, I don't think that this was a live donor. I think this was one like from the kidney pool of a person who passed away and had donated their organs. But I'm not 100% positive on that. That's a key thing of information. But I would assume that this was a harvested organ from a donor who had passed away. Dude gets his kidney. He's been waiting for extended time to get a new kidney. And finally, it's his turn to get the kidney. You know, that there's a long wait to get a kidney. And, you know, if your kidneys have failed, you have to often, several times a week, or do it at home, go on a dialysis machine, which that removes all of the blood from your body. And then it's cleaned in a machine, and then it's put back into your body. And then as the toxins build up, you start to feel terrible, you got to go back and do it. It's a drag, man. And it slowly but surely kills you. At least your mental side of things. The dialysis machine keeps people alive, yes, but it takes a lot out of you. Poor Jeffrey, who I gave the kidney to, after the dust had settled and the kidney was in him and he was recovering, we're hanging out at it. That same trip that I went to Venice. He goes, did I ever tell you that I picked out my tree to hang myself? What? He goes, that tree right there, if this failed, or if for whatever reason it didn't work, or you couldn't be my donor, I was going to hang myself. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. Because he had been through the ringer. Anyway, so this guy in Ohio, it's finally his turn. The operation is a complete success. Okay? Except for the fact that the kidney they gave him was loaded with rabies. What? They put a rabid kidney into the dude. And this is going to be the biggest fucking lawsuit that you have ever seen or heard. The steps that they go through when it comes to the kidney pool, either a deceased donor or an alive donor. I mean, every box has to be checked. Everything. And obviously, some asshole, maybe at the end of the day, decided to just check all the boxes or some shit. And no one knows how the fuck it happened. Shit the bed. Cole says, did they get it out of a raccoon? No one knows. All they know is this thing was laced with rabies. And they put it in the guy and it killed him. The University of Toledo confirmed Wednesday the transplant took at the University of Toledo Medical Center. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services work with the Ohio Department of Health and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate the case, marking the first human case of rabies in Michigan since 2009. God damn it. And it happened that way. There have been no reported human cases of rabies in Ohio since 1970. The CDC confirmed no one else is at risk. Well, no, the guy's dead. Jesus, talk about a scenario where, you know, the family... Talk about joy to sadness. Oh, my God, we got the kidney. Oh, the surgery was a success. Hey, he looks fucked up. Ugh. Kara Steele, a representative from Life Connection of Ohio, could not comment on the specific case, but explained to the TV station that a donor risk assessment interview is conducted before any organ donation. Well, there's a lot more than just a donor risk assessment. I mean, take coming from the living donor world, I had the probably the most thorough medical exam on every aspect of my system. Every system that exists on my body was investigated thoroughly by a team of physicians for several weeks. And many, many meetings were conducted to determine the viability of one of two kidneys in my body. It wasn't until all of those things were determined to be green-lit that this could take place. The same processes are supposed to occur with a deceased donor. She wrote, it gathers a potential donor's comprehensive medical and social history on top of a physical assessment and lab work to ensure the safety of organs for transplantation. See, they're not even suggesting here whether it was a live donor or a dead donor. We don't know. That's very important. Steele said if an organ procurement organization received word from a transplant center concerning any recipient issues, the organ procurement organization would reach out to additional centers that transplanted other organs from a donor hero to see how far their recipients are doing, then report back. They have not released the identities of the donor or the recipient. It was, in fact, a patient who died, as I look further into this story. Oh, no, I take it back. The patient who received the kidney died in January of 25 of rabies. And then the next sentence, sorry, says that patient underwent a deceased donor organ transplant in December of 2024. Yeah, this is going to be a big lawsuit. This is going to be a real big lawsuit. This is going to be ugly. This is worth millions and millions of dollars. Somebody fucked up. That was the moment that he realized he fucked up. Someone is responsible for this. This is a disaster. Something as just a simple test was obviously skipped to determine any type of infectious disease on this. My God, you could sue the people who procured the kidney. You could sue the hospital. You could sue the doctor. You could sue everybody. You could sue me. Nick says probably got rabies from a backyard raccoon in reference to me 2 months ago when I handled a rabid raccoon. Well, my hands did not touch it. It was my Detroit Lions blanket. And I then threw it in the washing machine, so it's fucking fine, okay? Matt says, I didn't know Ohio had hospitals. Hard living line state for sure. Cole says, let's see. Big nose, dick doesn't work. Overall, major pussy, but we can use his kidney. Nick says, you brought the rabid kidney into the house. I walked through the house from the backyard, through the mudroom, into the garage. I didn't set it down and go, coochie, coochie, coo, asshole. And the carpet that I drew that it drooled on, the dog licked it up. It's totally fine. I'm kidding. The dog didn't do that. I got to pull a free beer on that one. I could not believe that story. What a catastrophe. Folks, I am available on Cameo. You can sign up at cameo.com/Eric Zane. Still waiting to hear from Molly. It costs you $20. Asshole of the day. Yesterday, I wrote all veterans. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintball.com. Also, nomination for asshole of the day, any homeless guy who has a dog and a homeless guy who takes over people's RVs. But the asshole of the day today is the Duke of the Dabbleverse for this stupid ridiculousness and how much he's making himself look like an asshole. You truly are an asshole and have earned the asshole of the day. You are not the assholes. Despite the horrible things you say about me molesting children, which are not true, you still are not assholes. I love you all very much. Apologies on short podcast. I know it seems like that's the norm, but I literally have nothing else to talk about right now. And I'm not the type to sit here and waste your time. So that's going to be it. And I am going to go ahead and cut the cord here. And then I will show up on the Patreon bonus podcast a little bit later on. And we will reconvene. And I'll talk to you about the guy who tried to rob a bank with a fucking snake. Thank you for everything, folks, for being here and being part of the show. Till then, on Patreon, which you can sign up for free, patreon.com/Eric Zare. See you, folks. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.